BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Tuesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Right, nearly there. Just hold it still for me.
I'm holding it still.
Even stiller. There, all done. One section of wire fence, good as new.
I suppose we should check the rest while we're here. It's no good repairing one, only to find the user all escaping through another weak link.
Come on, then. You never said how your chat with Leonard went.
Well, could have gone better.
Slow down! Honestly, the speed of some of these boy racers...
That was him.
Who? Leonard?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I recognise the helmet and the high vis.
Then you're right. Your chat could have gone better. By the looks of things, it had no impact at all.
I knew he wasn't taking me seriously. He thinks it's all one big joke.
Well, he won't be laughing if he comes off his bike.
And there's a real danger he might. It's icy today.
Oh.
I better go after him.
After him? But you don't know where he's going.
The Land Rover's by the gate. If I'm quick, I'll catch him.
What about the fence post?
Ruth is a pensioner speeding along on black ice. The fence post can wait.
I've never been on one. Is it very different from riding an ordinary bike?
It is when you get to the hills. I thought I'd miss the control you have with a push bike. But I have to say, I'm a convert.
Well, it sounds lovely. Riding around, stopping off for a coffee, not a care in the world. That's £3.50, please.
Oh, I tell you what, I'll take one of those pistachio muffins as well. Are they new?
Oh, yeah, we're just trialling them.
Fantastic.
That's £5.95 then when you're ready.
And you know, a pistachio muffin, that's pretty much a protein bar, isn't it?
Yeah, let's say that.
Thank you. Right, I'll be on my way.
Bye.
Have a good day, won't you? Oh, hello, Ed.
Oh, hi, Leonard. You look ready for action.
Oh, you better believe it. Waterley Cross, here I come.
Hiya, love.
What are you doing here?
It's nice to see you too.
Oh, no, I mean, it is nice. Of course it is. It's just unexpected.
Well, I thought I'd grab a BLT on my way up to Home Farm.
Oh, yeah. Brian's tree estimate, I forgot. It's a good job I'm here today. Don't think he'd be very happy about the village pariah turning up to sort his tree out, do you?
I don't see why, Ian. The main thing is at least he's given us the work,
yeah, I suppose.
How's your day been?
Oh, you know, every customer who comes in, I'm eyeballing them, wanting to ask them, was it you complained about me?
Well, no light shed on it at last night's meeting, then.
Not according to Robert. Wasn't even mentioned, he said.
Well, it won't have been no one that comes in here, will it?
Why won't it? Could have been anyone. That is the point, Ed.
No, I think you need to try and let it go.
Oh, easy for you to say.
Well, what choice have we got? I don't like it any more than you do, but it's happened. Maybe... Oh, I don't know.
Maybe what?
Well, are you sure you even want to carry on with the parish council?
Give it up, you mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, you could, couldn't you?
I think I should just walk away, after all the work I've put in.
Well, people do resign, you know. Wouldn't take away from everything you've done for the village.
I don't want to give it up.
I just think you've got enough on, what with work and George. Now there's this complaint. I mean, is it worth the hassle?
I'm good at it.
I know you are.
And I enjoy it.
Do you?
Well, not right now, maybe, but I don't know if you've noticed. I'm not enjoying much at the moment. But the council is one of the bits of my life where I can feel proactive and useful instead of powerless. BLT, was it? I've got tables to clear. Better get on in a minute.
I don't think that you should give it up. I'm just trying to think of ways to make things easier, that's all. I am on your side, you know.
I know. I'm sorry. I know you are. You didn't find him then? You've been gone ages.
No, I didn't.
Too fast for you?
Well, kind of.
What do you mean, kind of?
It's a bit embarrassing.
Why? What happened?
It wasn't him.
What? So you were frantically chasing after another bike?
Actually, it wasn't a bike at all. It was a scooter.
A scooter?
I only realised when I got close up. I was that focused on catching Leonard.
Oh, no, David. Did you find out who it was?
Oh, I'm starting to get a fairly good idea, yes.
Zainab, hi.
Do you want to tell me why you've been following me.
It's this little crabapple. What do you think?
Well, looking up there, Brian, I diagnose a split between the trunk and that branch up on the left.
Well, Stella was right then. She spotted it. She would have been here to see you herself, only she's over having Christmas drinks at the seed merchants.
Lucky Stella.
Oh, rather her than me, to be honest with you. So, it needs a bit of work, you think? I mean, can you save it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now we need to look after these native trees. Now, I'll check it over now and I'll email an estimate.
Well, that'd be great. Well, I'll let you get on then. I'll be in the office if you need me.
While I'm here, I can check the other crab apples along this hedge if you like.
Yes, go ahead. That's a good idea, Ed.
All right, thanks. I'll get started. Hey, Em.
It's me.
Yeah, I know.
You with Brian?
No, he's just gone. Why?
I think it might have been him.
What might have been him?
Who made the complaint?
Brian.
Think about it. He was so angry when he found out, not just with George. Has he said anything?
No, of course he hasn't.
So what's he acting like?
Just like Brian?
Ask him.
I'm not asking him.
Ed, this is driving me mad. I need to know who it was.
Yeah, all right. I'll see what I can find out.
Here, this'll do you good. Drink it while it's hot. Must have been very frightening when you realised a strange man was following you.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, but that's what I've been trying to explain. I wasn't following you.
Weren't you?
No. Well, I was, but only because I thought you were someone else.
Leonard, his mum's boyfriend.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, your helmet's the same colour as his, you see, and you were wearing a high vis.
Oh, well, case closed.
He's got a new electric bike.
You know that mine is a petrol scooter, don't you?
I think he missed that small fact in his rush to apprehend you.
I've been very worried that, you know, he's been going too fast.
So you thought you'd chase him to tell him to slow down? Makes sense.
Well, yeah, when you put it like that, it does sound a bit...
ridiculous?
Dangerous?
All of the above. I'm really sorry, Zainab. I was so carried away with the idea that I should save Leonard that I didn't stop to think about what I was doing. Until I did and realised that I was behaving like a complete chump.
Well, at least you're owning it.
I am, completely. Sorry.
It's all right, you can stop apologising. I suppose it's quite nice of you to be looking out for your mum's boyfriend. Actually, what's he look like?
He's a bit taller than Ruth, bright yellow helmet like yours, glasses.
Yeah, I know who you mean. Well, you're right to be worried.
Really?
I'm telling you, that guy's a total liability.
A liability? In what way?
I saw him at those temporary traffic lights at the roadworks on the way out of the village. He was nipping in and out of the cars, trying to get a head start.
A head start?
You know, he's one of those who thinks he can go faster than the cars, which he can't, obviously. But he gets in their way, trying to set off first. Like I said, a liability.
Honestly, Leonard.
Yep. You should have a word with him. Tell him to calm down.
Thanks. I'll do that.
Thanks for the tea.
Least we could do. See you, Zainab.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, don't say it.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Really? Not even that I'm a total embarrassment and shouldn't be allowed out?
Well, we knew that already, didn't we? But the real question is, what are we going to do about Leonard? While you were out there chasing Zainab, Leonard was presumably racing along without a care in the world, because whatever you said to him yesterday, it clearly went in one ear and out the other.
No, I know, you're right. I'll have to talk to him again.
We'll talk to him together. Make him see that we mean it.
Right, all done.
Well, that was quick. Thanks, Ed. Well, send your estimate to Stella. We'll get it sorted as soon as we can.
Yeah, we'll do. Thanks, Brian. I appreciate you giving us the work, especially, you know, after everything.
I'm very happy to give you work, Ed. I know you weren't responsible for what George did or what happened afterwards.
No.
But if you don't mind, at the moment I think the only way we can continue to work together is if we don't discuss it.
Oh.
Is it all right?
Yeah.
Good.
Only...
What?
Sorry, Brian. I mean, I get it. I do. And I'm really, really happy not to talk about anything to do with any of that. But I need to ask you one thing.
We just want you to be safe, that's all.
I see.
good.
You don't think I'm up to it?
No, it's not that.
It's not that at all.
Really?
Of course not.
I'm just worried about you.
Yes, because you think I'm a doddery old fool who's going to wobble off my bike into a ditch.
We don't think that.
Would you be this worried if Ben had bought himself an electric bike?
Yeah, I think we would be worried.
Give over.
All right, maybe not quite as worried. Leonard, the fact is, if you were to fall off your bike, you might not bounce back from it like Ben might.
Exactly. I mean, we know you're very sprightly for your age.
Sprightly?
That was maybe a bad choice of word. Fit, agile.
For a decrepit old coffin dodger, you mean?
No.
Anyone could have a bad fall.
Well, yeah.
I know I'm getting on. You don't have to tell me that. My knees tell me themselves when I'm bending down to put the washing on. But that doesn't mean I should have my wings clipped and my feet tied together just yet.
We shouldn't have said anything.
I know some people think that when you get to my time of life, you should stay wrapped up inside, front of the telly, keep all the old duffers safe and out the way.
We don't think that.
Well, I'm very glad to hear it, because I might be getting on, but I've got plenty of adventure left in me yet.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have asked.
Yeah, it's okay, Ed. I can understand why you did.
It's just, Em knows that she made a mistake, a big one. But she's a good counsellor. She wants the best for the village, and this, well, it just don't seem fair. And what she did was nothing to do with the council. She was just trying to protect her son.
Ed.
Yeah?
As I say, I didn't complain about Emma. And as far as I know, neither did any of my family. But I can't agree that what Emma did was... See, this is why I didn't want to get into this.
No, I'm sorry.
George committed a crime. He had many, many opportunities to come clean and put things right. But he didn't. And neither did Emma, once she found out.
Not straight away.
You know, I like Emma. I like her. And of course I can imagine... Well, I don't have to imagine, in fact, how it feels when your child has done something awful, something... You can't justify. But what I can't imagine, cannot countenance, is covering up a crime in the way that Emma did. And if you ask me, that does call into question her judgment in a way that justifies a complaint to the parish council. Although I didn't make one myself.
Right.
So, let's leave it there, shall we?
Yeah. Okay.